flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
All right, you know what time it is. It is the big week. It is the big game. Super Bowl is on Sunday. What better prank than this one right here? This is the Super Bowl party. Everybody throwing Super Bowl parties all over every city. You know every household gonna be packed. The game will be on. And you know, this is the Super Bowl party. And hey, let's see if we can go to this guy's party. Oh, let's tune in right now. Super Bowl party. Cat dog.
Hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach Gerard. Yeah, this is him. Who's calling? Hey, this is Curtis, man. I'm one of your neighbors in the neighborhood. I'm about three streets over from you. I'm reaching out to you, man. I know the Super Bowl coming up. Are you planning on throwing your annual Super Bowl party this year?
Man, you said you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I live in the neighborhood. I'm three streets over from you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how'd you hear about the Super Bowl party, man?
I mean, everybody knows about it. I mean, you know, it's pretty big every year. You got, you know, I mean, it's cars everywhere. I mean, you guys be rocking for all through the night on Super Bowl night. So I'm calling to see if are you throwing it this year?
Yes, annual. I do it every year, man. I do it every year. All the neighbors come over. Everybody comes over. We have a good time. So yeah, we're gonna be doing it again this year. Why? What's up?
Okay, so here what I want to tell you, man. Every year, your party too loud, and it's people parking all in front of other people's houses. You know, I'm three streets over. It's people parking in my driveway to get to your house. And to be honest with you, this is too loud. And I'm just telling you, this year, if that is loud this year, I'm calling the police this year.
Man, this is what you really called me for? You really called me to threaten me to tell me you're going to call the police to shut down my party, bro?
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of hate is that?
Too loud, man.
Man, everybody in the neighborhood come to my party, man.
No, so, ain't no everybody in the neighborhood don't come because I damn sure ain't been there.
That's because you ain't get an invite.
You damn right.
Because you a hater.
I ain't got no invite.
You a hater. That's why you ain't get no invite. You
say
a
what?
Hater. I said you're a hater. That's why
I'm
you
not.
Get
no, I ain't no hater. I'm just telling you, your stuff is out of control, man.
Man,
you got to tone it. You got to get control of your party. You don't have control of it.
Man, you telling me how to control your mouth. Starters. Let's start right there. All right? You ain't calling no police. You ain't doing none of that. We ain't doing
Oh, yeah. Whoa, hold on. You ain't telling me what I'm not going to do. All right?
I just.
You the one throwing the loud ass party. You the one got people parking in people's driveway. And yeah.
That's right.
If it happens
that's
this
right.
year, I'm calling the police.
You ain't calling nobody. You ain't calling a person. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Okay, so,
how you
finna stop me? How you finna stop me from making sure I got peace on my street at my house?
I'm going to stop you with a size 12 right up your
Okay. All right. Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you again. Control your party. Get the noise level where it ain't disturbing everybody in the neighborhood. And stop people from parking in people's driveway.
And I'm going to tell you again. I'm about to have a party with my size 12 right up in your ass.
Okay.
How about
Hey, dude, it is what it is. Look for the police to be at your party. All right? Look for the people. Look for the police to be at your damn party, because evidently you don't respect your neighbors is what it is.
No, you know what? I do respect my neighbors, because all the neighbors in the neighborhood come except for you, because we already know you're on that list. Get a hating-ass neighbor that be calling tow trucks and, you know, complaining about leaves in people's yard and all of that.
You don't even know
me. I know you. I know exactly who you are. That's why you never got an invite to the party, because you're a hater.
You do not even know me, dude. You have no really idea who I am.
You's a buster. You's a hater.
Okay.
I'm the buster,
but I'm going to be the buster that's calling the popos to be over there on Sunday.
Listen to you, snitch. Snitching. S-N-I-T-C-H-I-N.
That's not snitching. No.
Yes, it is.
It's controlling the atmosphere and stopping it from being out of control.
The atmosphere is not out of control. Let me ask you something.
So you think people that's going to your party ought to be able to park in my driveway?
Listen, man, I'm going to be real with you. I'm sorry if anybody may have parked in your driveway. But it ain't nothing for you to just knock on the door and say, hey, excuse me, you know, I'm trying to get out, you know. Whatever. I'll make sure I put it on the flyers that we don't want people blocking driveways. But, you know, obviously it happened, and I apologize for that. But that's no reason for you to be going all extra crazy and going the extra mile talking about, I'm calling the police. You ain't calling nobody, man. Shut up. That right there is what's wrong with black people today. Instead of coming to me like a man, you coming to me like a coward. Instead of coming to me like a man and saying, listen, man.
I'm coming like
you know,
a coward.
Because the first thing you talking about, I'm going to call the police. And then when the police come and beat your black ass up, you're going to be on the other line complaining, talking about, nobody did this to me. You want to be suing and doing this and that. Don't you know that's how get fucked up, man? So as black people, we got to learn how to stick together and come together. If you want to come to the party, it sounds like you a silent hater on the low, for real. Like, you really want to come to the party, but because you're the only person in the neighborhood that hasn't been invited, now you talking about calling the police. I know exactly who you are.
Who am I?
You that dude that live up 2-3 streets over, and you drive that red pickup truck with the flannel shirts and all of that. You're the only person in the hood driving a red pickup truck in flannel. What's wrong with you, man? That's why you ain't getting no invite. And on top of that, all those dogs you got running around in your backyard, you need to clean them up. They be back there and shitting and everything. And then the other neighbors can't even have barbecues because your big rusty-ass dog's running around. You got a nerve to be talking about you calling the police when we need to be calling the city on you. All that trash and shit you got in front of your house, man. Get out of here. I'm going to call the cops on you right now. If you ain't the wearing the flannel shirt and with the red pickup truck and the dogs running around with shit all in the front yard and the backyard and piss all over the place, who the fuck are you then? Tell me.
Say no more. I'm going to tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your just got pranked by your next door neighbor, Brian. That's who I am.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Now I'm definitely going to kick you and his for sure. Man, you have me going, man.
I hope when I run this prank, I hope the man with the red pickup truck and the flannel shirt ain't listening to it. All right, man. I got one more thing. You got to tell me what's the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, you already know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, come on.
Come on,
Junior,
baby.
Come on.
All right, man, I know I said it
come
this morning. You
baby.
Is the king of pranks, king of pranks.
Give it to me, man. God, it's Black History, y'all. If y'all ain't gonna give it to me, no other time. Give it to me in Black History Month. Yeah, come on, man.
We have to do it every day this month?
Well, what I'm working on, the African-American Museum in Washington, D.C., I'm
yes,
trying to get story. In there as the king of pranks, you know.
Oh.
And I'm just, you know, just somewhere on the entertainment floor, on the wall, you know, just right up in there. That's all. And I don't think I'm asking for a lot.
When we go through the museum, to the museum, we'll see you and your pranks.
Why would they do that, though?
See how he just shot it down. See, somebody that worked at the museum saying, hey, that's a great idea. Then here he come and shoot it down. Just shot it down. Why would they do that, though? Oh, God.
Well, answer the question, though.
That's a valid question.
Yeah, answer the question.
It's the king of pranks. What? You know, my morale is down. Listen, I'll be at Graceland Memphis Soundstage this weekend. February the 8th. Come out and hang out with the nephew.
Yeah. Steve, lift him back up. Come on up.
All right.
I'll be there.
You can go down there to the museum and ask him.
You need to work on that. That needs work.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.